Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He says a violent. Pick up your weapon. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissies. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power. Power. Hallelujah. We letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church. But the church guilty because the church won't preach the truth. It won't teach the truth. The church in the black communities have taught about the pie in the sky. I don't need any pie in the sky. I need it here. Listen, the answer is not in legislation. It's not in President Bush coming down to South Central LA. It is not in the food being given away. I tell you, the answer is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They need truth.
Got funky enough, you know what I'm saying? So why don't you get down to real business? Somebody might want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Give them that invitation. Check it out. Say, God, I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of my sins. I believe he died and rose from the grave and lived forevermore. Wash me now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Save me, deliver me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm
Apostle Temple and Keisha Spencer, Pastor Carol, the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, intercessors, men, youth, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you all good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it was the Lord that woke us this morning, started us on our way, gave us the breath of life. One more time, breathe in us His love, His mercy, His grace, His life on today. On today, won't you give Him the praise? Won't you give Him the honor? Won't you give Him the thanks? For this is a brand new day, a wonderful Wednesday that the Lord has made. Oh, bless His holy name. And I just tell you, I am so glad, to be here in this new day, to fulfill a new journey in a new day with the Lord on our side. What about you? What about you? As you woke up this morning, you didn't have any doubt, and you knew that the Lord would bring you out. Hallelujah. Because of His grace, because of His mercy, because of His unkind love towards us. Yes, He loves us so much. He loves us so much. Oh, bless His holy name, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth shall live everlasting on today. But this is another day, a new day, that God has given us opportunity to go out amongst the highways and the hedgerows and compel men and women and children to come unto Him. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. What a mighty God we serve this morning. He is splendor in all of His might. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning and He's the end. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He is our all in all. He's our wheel in the middle of the wheel. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, yes, He is. And aren't you glad that you're here today to bow before the throne of God this morning to thank him for all of his marvelous work that he does for us. Oh, bless his holy name. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God that we serve on today. Oh, yes. He won't leave us, and he won't forsake us. Oh, no. And he's not a God that he will lie. Oh, no. Oh, no. Every principle, every word of his that he says, it is true on today. On today, give your all to the Lord. Come before his throne, bowing before him, giving him the praise, taking your mind off of yourself. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do it today, for he is holy, and he is righteous, and he is wondrous. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's omnipresent, and he's omnipotent. Oh, yes, he is. Our God is a great big God, the only God, true and wise, sits high, and he looks low upon us on today. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good morning.
Morning to you also. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come and give you the honor. Who's the head of my life? I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, First Lady, Pastor Temple, Pastor Smith and Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning because you breathe on us once more, God. And as we arrive, God, my God, we begin to say thank you. Thank you just for another day's journey, God. Thank you for life after and strength, God. When we began to arrive, God, we looked out around in our home. Everything was in order, God. So we just say thank you. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, I pray this day, God, that everyone, should begin to praise God like never before. Begin to praise him for life after and strength. Begin to praise him for mercy and grace. Begin to just thank him for all the things he has done for us. Thank him, help us, even the unseen angels that he kept us from. One that we haven't even seen when it was all around us, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. Another day's journey through all our trials and tribulations, God. Yet and say thank you, God. Because we realize it comes to make us strong, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God. Let us have a well-made-up mind, God. A well-made-up mind, God, to obey your word, God. A well-made-up mind to obey your man's service, God. A well-made-up mind to just say yes to you, Lord. A well-made-up mind, God, this morning just to sell out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. A well-made-up mind that we won't have to go back to the sin that you have brought us out, God. Don't let us tamper in it, God. Don't even let us think about it. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you because you've been mighty good to us, God. You've been good to us, God, better than we have ourselves, God. Oh, thank you, Lord, this morning, God. We lift up every leader that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continually, how to revoke, keep them up on the wall and don't let them come down. Let them continue to cry out to you, God, without sugarcoating the revoke, God, because we need the raw meat in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, as you lay it on the table, God, let us begin to eat and chew and digest, God, and live by your word like never before, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning that you create in us all a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God, that we can live right, that we can walk right, that we can talk right. Everything we do, God, let it be in you, Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, God, everything is not like you. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over wondering minds this morning, God. We plead the blood over disobedient spirit this morning, God. We plead the blood of walking wrong. We pray, God, that you lead our footsteps in the way that we will have them them to go in the name of Jesus, God. We let the very sick vessel this morning, God. All I can say, Lord, oh, say, God, by your stripes we are healed. And let us begin to just stand on your word, God, for every sickness in our body, Lord, oh, say, God, until it manifests, God. You're a God that won't lie and can't lie, Lord, oh, say, God. Your promises in your word, God. Your prophecies in the word, God. We thank you this morning, God. We ask that you go into the high rise of this morning, God. The old folks home this morning, God. In the jails, Lord, oh, say, God. The mental institution this morning, Rabbi Thunder, Lord, oh, say, God. Oh, God, how we pray this morning, God. Plead the blood of over the minds of the most of the people, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you heal the minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God. We realize, God, today somebody have put their people away. It's because the doctor stayed up. I found the most say. Just because the doctor said they'd had a mind and a mental mind that nobody say the Moshe. But I say today the devil is the light of our son of the Moshe. Oh, we send spirit back to the pit of hell where they come from. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you how you're healing the Moshe, God. We thank you how your people is rising up, God. The one that's want to be real in you, God. The one that want to walk right in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our spouse this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to move on them. Work in them, God. Continue to stretch them like never before, God. We realize, God, a lot of things that we don't understand, God. But if you speak, God, just let us say yes, God. Don't let us try to figure it out, oh, say, God. In the name of Jesus, God, just let us say yes to you, we are, oh, say, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every teacher that it is, Lord, of Moshe. Every evangelist of our son, Lord, of Moshe, God. Every prophet of our say. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you listen to them this God. Shield and protect them, Lord, of Moshe. And they're going and they're coming in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the nation to you, God. Lord, of Moshe, God, because you see, this is a terrible, critical time. Oh, but God, Lord, of Moshe, long as we walk with you, Jesus, God, we all right, God. Long as we obey you, God, Lord, of Moshe, we got your shield of protection, God, your angels, Lord, of Moshe, God, is protecting us, God, and our going and coming in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our president today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, begin to work on his heart. Shield, Lord, of Moshe, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, Lord, of Moshe, touch, God, that he'll make the right decision in the name of Jesus, God. It's not what we say, God, it's about you, what you say, God. You have the last word of our son of the Moshe. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up our enemies, God. The one that of our son of the Moshe, God, stabbing us in our back. The one that's talking about us. Oh, God, we pray this morning. Draw them near to you, save, deliver, and set me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But let us continue to love like never before, huh? That, oh, God, the love that you have, God. Let us love just like that when we know people are doing from the left and the right, God. But continue to let us love like never before in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God. We lift attitudes up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Change. Break every chain that it is in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, in the Moshe, God. Touch the internet this morning, God. Telephone, God. All over the world, God. In the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, this morning, that somebody be encouraged. Hold your head up. No matter what you're going through, oh, just know that God's going to bring you out. He's the one going to bring you out. Your sister can't bring you out. Your brother can't bring you out. Dad and mama, uncle, aunties can't bring you out. But nobody but Jesus. If you depend on Jesus, lean on him. Take everything to out of Moshe and watch him move for you. In the name of Jesus, when people have pushed you to the side, they got about son of the Moshe. Oh, but that's all right. Keep on leaning on Jesus, knowing that he is one gonna bring you out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out this morning, Lord, have mercy upon our souls, God. Let us continue, God, of all, shake out to take the filthy garments out. Let us continue to take the immature of ourselves. We know what we're doing, God. In our son of the boat, shake out. Let us go down and kneel better and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. It's me. standing in the need of prayer this morning. It's me with these attitudes. It's me, God, stepping in things I have no stepping into. It's me, God, it's nobody else but me. Help me, Lord, this morning, Give me this morning that clean heart that I need to have in you, God, that I can love everybody in spite of what everybody else doing, God, where I can't even see it, God, where I can keep my eyes on you, God. Sanctify my eyes, God, where my eyes can be, God. Sanctify my ears, God, that I can hear only you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, help me, God. Help me, God, to penetrate on the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, Lord, God. Let us love like never before. Let us have a strong love, Nick, God, like you. That nothing can get in the bullshit, God. And when we see what's trying to get in, let us begin to bind it up in the name of Jesus. Please, in the blood of our son, Lord, bullshit. Stand in strength. Can't get in no kohana way. Not to the left or the right, nor the south, nor the east, God. Don't let it come in, no more, God. Let us be strong soldiers in you, God. That penetrates on you, God. That our mind stays on you, God. That you'll give us perfect peace, God. Even when we lay down in the midnight hour, when we get beat or speed, oh, my son, no more, when sickness is there, God. We still can lay in your peace, God. And don't worry about nothing, knowing that you're going to take care of it all, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up our youth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to shield and protect him, God. Oh, God, keep their little minds in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that stays on you, God. Let them begin to pray like never before for their household, for their parents, God, and their schools, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you send your angels, heavenly angels around them, God, to shield and protect them, God, if they're on the school bus, into the school, God, and back home in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even when they get home, God, shield them, protect them, God, provide for them, that they'll have on their table, God. Gas in the house, lights, God. Echo by sound of the motion, God. Let us begin to pray for all you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us have a voice for all you. Echo by sound of the motion. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us show them love. No matter what, the attitude, echo by sound of the motion. Because we don't even know what they're going through, God. It might be tough time for them, God. But let us show them love. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. God, we give you these things in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Have your way.
Hey,
God,
have your way, Lord. Just come in the midst right now. Holy Spirit, we ask that you come. We ask that you renew us, our hearts, our minds, our thoughts. Holy Spirit, you have full control. Come now, Holy Spirit. Speak to every one of us, internationally. Yes, locally, Lord God, you have your way. Do it right now, you little bitch. Do it, Holy Spirit, right now. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you to come right now. Renew us. Reprove us. In the name of Jesus. Shake us right now. Stir up the atmosphere. Where we are right now. Then overfill us, Holy Spirit, with your anointing from on high. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do it, Holy Spirit. Because we need you this morning, Holy Spirit, to come see about us. In the name of Jesus. Come and see about us right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way in us. Right now, Holy Spirit, as we raise our hand and surrender unto you, have your way. whatever the Father and the Son has given you today. Surrender unto us, Holy Spirit, yet in the most of the living God. Move right now. Right now, Holy Spirit. Stir up the gift within us, Holy Spirit. We can do nothing. Oh, glory. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the touch of your anointing power moving on the inside of us. Right now, Holy Spirit, everything that's not of God, that's in us, move it out right now. Shake it out right now. Take it out right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, take it out right now. In the name of Jesus. And put in your wisdom, your love, your grace, your mercy, and your devotion. Do it right now. Put in your kindness, meekness, long suffering. In the name of Jesus. Put in your love, Holy Spirit of the living God. Work on us right now. Mend us right now. Right now, Holy Spirit, we surrender all. And you are in full control. Right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for meeting us here in the place where we are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for coming to see about us. We thank you for bringing down everything that the Father and the Son has given you to give us. Hallelujah. Now let us receive. Let us receive, Holy Spirit, what you have from the Lord God right now. And we say thank you, Holy Spirit. We say thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you bring on today, this morning, a new thing. Glory, hallelujah, in this new day. Glory, hallelujah, in a new travel on today. And then use us. Use us, Holy Spirit. Use us to build God's kingdom. Let us take our minds off of ourselves. And let us be filled with everything, Holy Spirit, that the Lord God has given you to give us right now. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming, for being obedient. Glory, hallelujah. And we receive everything right now that the Lord God has for us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father God, we magnify you. We glorify you. Your holy name, worthy, worthy are you, Lord God. We give you the praise, and we give you the thanks in everything, in every way, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now. So have your way.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way in
yes,
us.
Lord. Yes.
Internationally,
yes,
and locally,
yes.
Holy Spirit. Touch
Lord.
Every area that the mother
yes.
prayed in
yes.
that corporate prayer. Move right now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that we lay it all down
yes,
at
Lord
the Father's
Jesus.
Feet, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
work
Lord.
It out, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
fix it,
Lord.
Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
Turn
yes,
it around,
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
In the name of-
Renew
yes,
it,
Lord.
Holy Spirit,
yes, Lord.
Right now. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord, Lord. In the name of
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Lord.
Glory. Glory, hallelujah. We
Lord
thank you, Jesus.
God.
We thank you. And
yes,
we praise you for this time, for this space.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
God.
Yes,
Lord God. We thank you. You
thank
took the time
Lord.
Out to come to
yes.
see about us. You say thank you,
Lord
God. We say
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. We say thank
Lord,
you. Oh, glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Lord,
bless your holy name.
Bless
your holy name. Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Right now. As you look down upon us, we say thank you. We say fix it. Right
yes,
now.
Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Nobody
yes.
else can. Nobody.
Oh.
Nobody
Let
else
me.
Can. But
Let
you. Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We praise you. We glorify you. And
yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
Put a humbleness in
yes.
every one of us. Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
With long
yes,
suffering.
Lord.
Meekness
yes.
and kindness.
Name
oh,
of
right
Jesus,
now,
Lord.
Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord,
overflows
yes, Lord.
With your anointing
Jesus.
Power. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
name
do it right
Jesus.
Now. And we say thank
yes.
you. And we praise
thank you.
You,
Lord.
And we glorify
thank
you, Father. In the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Have
yes,
your will. Have
yes.
your way. In
yes,
us
Lord.
All today. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
And we say thank you. We
yes,
say thank
Lord.
You. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Oh, bless
yes.
his holy name. Thank
yes.
you. God, we thank
you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, that
thank
touch
you.
From heaven.
Oh, thank
oh that touch from heaven.
Yeah,
what a mighty
thank
God.
You.
What
Lord,
a mighty
thank
God.
You. Yes,
we
Lord,
serve
thank you. Thank
on
you, Lord.
Today. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. As we get ready to, hallelujah, move on. Amen. Praise God. Just got a little word here out of Colossians, the first chapter, starting at the 9th verse, down to about the 14th. 14, 15, somewhere in the amen, praise God. Colossians,
yes.
First chapter, starting at the 9th verse. And it reads as such. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Amen. And this is Paul, Apostle Paul. Amen. Praise God. And to desire...
Yeah.
That ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual
Amen.
Understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Talking about God's
Amen.
Wisdom and understanding. We can't
yes,
lean
Lord.
On our own wisdom
no,
and understanding. We'll
okay.
mess it up every time. Praise
yes,
God.
Because yes.
when
yes,
we operate
Lord.
On our own wisdom and understanding, we'll be out there under our own volition. And that's
Come
not
on.
Of God.
Yeah,
Amen.
No, it's not. Amen.
When we operate there, we are operating in the flesh.
Come
and
on.
We have to put that flesh under subjection.
Amen.
Amen. So
Amen.
We have to operate, praise God, under the will and understanding spiritually of God. Amen.
Yes.
He says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work.
Amen.
That word fruitful. Amen.
Yes.
When you see a tree that bears fruit, amen. And it is the time and the season for that tree to be barren.
Yes.
But it don't have anything on it. Amen.
Jesus.
Just like when Jesus walked by the fig tree, it was bare.
Yes.
Wasn't barren like it was supposed to be. Amen. That's talking about us. Praise God. We ought to be able to bear fruit. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to be
amen.
Able to see, amen, our walk in personal life through Christ, the end results
amen.
Of that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Through our own personal walk characteristics. Amen. And also helping others. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Fruit. Are you bearing fruit? Or are you bare? You don't have nothing. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we know the Bible says we all sin and come short of the glory of God. But once we've been saved and born again, amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to go out, spread the good news, and draw others unto Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And every good work to bear fruit.
Yes.
That's what the Lord wants us to do. That's why we are called disciples of Christ. Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
Increasing in the knowledge of God. It
amen.
Didn't say decreasing. It says increasing.
Amen.
And what is an increase?
Amen.
Something that's added to. Amen. It's nothing that's taken away. Increase in the knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen.
So all of these other pollutants, amen, that we allow to come in and fester, amen,
come
we got to get rid of it. Amen.
Yes.
And then
amen.
We got to increase into the knowledge of God. We got to push all that bad stuff out and get all the good
amen.
Stuff of God in.
Amen.
Amen. Increase. Amen.
Yes.
In the knowledge of God.
Yes.
Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So how does he do that with us? Strengthen us with all might and power. Through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness.
Yes.
Now this is something, praise God, that we as saints, praise God, we really, really need it. A little bit more patience and long suffering. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. See,
amen.
Because when we exhibit that along with the wisdom and the knowledge of God, guess what? We're going to draw people. We're going to bear fruit.
Yes.
But we short-tempered. Amen. Praise God.
Lord.
Got a short fuse going off with people. Even, out in the highways and the byways. And we're not being loving to them and kind to them. Amen.
Lord,
praise
Jesus.
God. That the Lord God has told us to do.
Yeah,
but we're
going to
operate on our own volition. Amen.
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 We got to be long-suffering and joyful. Amen.
Yes,
in all things.
Amen.
Amen. We got to put that on. And then it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen.
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 You ain't bearing
no
fruit. How you gonna inherit something? Amen.
Amen.
You ain't bearing no fruit. How you gonna get to heaven? Amen.
Amen.
You got to bear that fruit. And long suffering and joy and patience. Amen.
And
here is the end part. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bear some fruit.
Amen.
Get some long suffering.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And this time, I'm going to turn it over to our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor. Bless you.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless
amen.
Everyone. Amen. Especially our friends and families internationally. You know, it's a blessing. You know, I'm very glad you're really on this topic. It's really like a tag, a joint topic from yesterday for those that that wasn't on about the clothing God, you know, you got to put on and different things like that, you know.
Amen.
And it's really another deeper. This topic here is very intimate. It's a very intimate and a deeper topic because, like Pastor Smith was saying, like you were saying, Pastor Smith, a barren, barren. The question is, and just like this, when a mother gets pregnant, or when a woman get pregnant, she's bearing a child. She's bearing a child. The seed of the child had to come from somewhere. She didn't bear the child by herself, or she didn't begin to produce a child or all by herself. Her organs have not begin to produce it by herself. Something had to been planted in before she could begin to bear. The question is, for a lot of us, what been planted into you and what are you bearing? What you bearing right now is something that was planted in you years ago, and you raising bitterness up. You've been raising a child of bitterness. You've been raising a child of envy. You've been raising a child of rejection. You've been raising a child, you know, of depression, you know, because a seed has been planted into you somewhere. And a lot of us, we've been walking around with different things, and we've been producing different things, and we're trying to figure it out because it's a seed that's been planted. It's just like us. We have clothes on that we have not taken off. Now we got seeds that have been planted into us, and them seeds are already producing inside of us, and now we're starting to have things inside of us. I see a lot of people, especially in the church community, that they have this discernment thing, and they try to get this discernment thing figured out. It's like they figured out every bad thing, every negative thing, everything that somebody not right, but they don't see things within themselves. And it's because a seed of been placed inside of them years ago, to where a seed of hurt or a seed of mistrust, a seed of where somebody done used them, somebody done damaged them. So now that seed has been raised up, and we begin to take on these babies, and we begin to raise these babies. We begin to nourish these babies. That's why we begin to grow into a place to where we feel as though this one here, that one there, that there, this here. And it begin to bring a spiritual handicappedness into us because we raising a child that is not us. We raising a seed that is not ours. Amen. I know it's no children's on this morning. Let me take a little deeper with you adults. Amen. Some of us have been spiritual weight, and we carrying a seed that the enemy don't placed inside of us. We bearing an enemy child. Y'all hear me? We bearing an enemy child. You don't been raped of your joy. You don't been raped of your peace. And the enemy don't put a seed inside of you, and you've been carrying the enemy child inside your belly. Y'all hear me? You've been carrying the enemy child inside of your belly for years. Now we're producing the enemy child. We don't produce lack. We don't produce poverty. And we feel as though we cannot come out of this because we don't been raising an enemy child. If you are in a situation today, this morning, where you don't see hope, you're stressed out, you don't see no way you're going to have peace, you don't see no way you're going to have some joy, maybe because, daughter, you've been bearing the enemy child, because the seed of God, the things that we produce from God, is love, peace, joy, happiness. These are the things that we produce of God, and that is of God. I got a question this morning. Who child you been raising?
Oh my goodness.
Lord have mercy. Let me ask that again. Who child have you been raising? Who child have you been raising? Have you been raising somebody else's child? Or you been raising the child that God don't place inside of you? Where is your peace? Where is your joy? Who child you been raising? And some of us is so attached to these children that we don't been raising all these years because it came through our childhood. It came through when we're a teenager. It came through when something that would happen to us is so devastating back years ago, and now we feel as though we have some sentiment of value to it, and I can't let it go. I've been like this all my life. I've been like this years ago. I've been like this since I was a child. I've been like this. You've been raising a child this. You've been raising a partner this long. Now I just feel like I can't be attached from it. Who are you been raising? What have you been bearing? What seed is inside? Y'all, what seed is inside of you? What seed is inside of you? And if we really examine what is wrong, what is going on around us, and examine the gift and examine the different things that is going on around us, we'll find out some of us don't got seeds planted to us on our job. This person don't like you, that person don't like you. Now we come out of the job, we feel as though everybody don't like us.
Amen.
You just produce a seed from that workplace. A seed could happen to you in the spirit realm any place, any time. It can happen to you in a place at any time. When you let it come in, when you conceive, amen, when you conceive. Listen, when a man and a woman get intimate together, it was an action where they willfully, I'm talking about a healthy individual, healthy thinking, that they willfully came together. And it came together because it was some type of attraction right there. It was some type of attraction that brought the man and the woman to come together to be intimate with each other. Then when they was intimate with each other, regardless if they was married or unmarried, somebody done conceived. Even if they conceive, somebody probably don't. When they conceive, they might was able to produce or might not be able to produce. It was according to whatever. I got a question. Don't you lay down with any and everybody because you don't know what could be produced inside of you, and you could be raising up something that you didn't want it in the first place.
Amen.
You could be raising up something that you never meant to have a relationship in the first place. But my goodness, so many of us is in all types of relationships. We are in all types of, y'all hear me this morning. We in all types of relationship. We in a relationship with bitterness. We in a relationship with unforgiveness. We in a relationship, my God Almighty, with envy. We in a relationship, my God, I'm trying to be this next big thing. We in all types of wrong relationship to where we are producing the wrong types of babies, the wrong types of attitude, the wrong types of character, because we are in the wrong type of relationships. My goodness. What relationship you are in this morning? Are you in a controlling relationship? You got to be always the person that can be right.
Come on.
Your partner is not a person that could be right. What relationship? So what you're going to do, Sue, you lay down with controlling because you're attracted to controlling. You're controlling going to get intimate and together, and you're going to come and you're going to produce a baby that called a dominating. The baby just want to dominate everything. I got to dominate. I got to be the one to dominate somebody, dominate lives. I have to be in this controlling.
Oh,
what baby? Who who our relationship is. Many of us say, yeah, I'm in a relationship with the Lord. My relationship with the Lord. Why are we stressed in if we're in a relationship with the Lord?
Amen.
Why are we walking around with our head down if we're in a relationship with the Lord? That does not sound like a relationship with the Lord with me. Why are we in a place to where, my God, we got bitterness. We got things on our shoulder. We ain't, my God, that don't sound like a relationship with the Lord with me. You're in a relationship with somebody else. Because when you're in a relationship with a good man, my God, regardless of how your ways is, that good man going to bring peace to you. That good man going to bring joy to you. When you see that good man step up in the house, that good man going to make sure that he going to send off a feeling to you that everything is all right now. I'm here. Babe, I'm home. Everything is going to be all right. I know that this might not happen, but you better believe the good man going to let you know everything going to be all right. It's going to be paid. Who are relationship you going to be in?
Jesus.
My goodness. And the relationship that you are in is what you're going to be able to bear, because that seed at some point is going to take over you. What is taking over you? Many of us need to go back and send some of these kids that we have because we're not able to raise them back to defects, spiritual defects, because I'm not able to raise them. I'm sorry. I don't love them like I need to love them. What do you say? I don't love rejection like I need. Like the enemy want me to love that. So therefore, if I can't give rejection this proper love, I need to take the child to defense. They got to go back to the government for somebody else to take care of. My God, the enemy need to come back and take care of his own children. The enemy need to come back and take my God. Y'all ain't hear me? Y'all need to stop putting the enemy on child support and give that enemy back his child.
Amen. Amen.
Can I get a little deep this morning? My God, I feel somebody put it. Can we get a little dick this morning? Stop putting the devil on child support to pay to give you back pay for everything that hurted you last year before last. My God, stop putting him on back pay child support and just give that devil back his child.
Amen.
If you give the enemy, you give the enemy room in your life, regardless if you want some back pay for the hurt he put you through, you don't been molested, you don't been raped, he have access to know where you are. He have access to your information. He have access to be around you because you don't put him on back pay. Y'all got him. See, some of us talking about, I want to take that what the devil don't stole from me. Listen, some of this stuff the devil need to keep. Some of the stuff he needs not to steal from me because I didn't need it in the first place.
This morning, Jesus.
Why did I get my own self away this morning? Who didn't need it in the first place? Keep him off your child support list. Trying to bring you back pay. Want to bring you back pay. Want to keep your payment plan up. Where my father say, I will supply your needs.
Man.
Your father said he will supply your every needs. I got something to tell you now. I got something to tell you that might disappoint a lot of you, especially it might disappoint a lot of you international water. It might disappoint you. God is not that type of God to take care of somebody else's baby. I'm sorry to disappoint you, and I know that might be a shocker. God is not the God to take care of somebody else's rejection, baby. He's not the God to take care of somebody else. Y'all hear me? Somebody else's poverty, baby. He's not the God that he's going to sit there and take care and pacify somebody else's whining baby. He's not going to sit there and take care the devil's baby. Because if he was willing to take care of the devil's seed, and if he was willing to take care of the devil's baby, the devil still be in heaven. He won't be kicked out. So he lets you know, I'm not going to sit here and take care your whining ways and your babies. All of you need to get on out of here. That's why the third of heaven had to leave on with them. Y'all hear me? My goodness. He's not going to take care. He's going to take care of his own seed. He's going to take care. I got a question, my God, so I get out of here. Why God have something not stepped in your life? Is it because you're carrying somebody else's baby and you want him to stand up to the responsibility to take care of somebody else's child? Who is the child? The child of the devil, the child of control, the child, my God, y'all hear me, the child of depression, the child of weariness, the child of, y'all hear me, the child of stress, the child of drugs, the child of alcohol. Do you want him to sit there to take care of the devil child?
Oh, no.
He is not going to take care of the devil child, and he is not going to pay the devil child support.
Amen.
He ain't going to pay the devil child support. He take care of his own.
Yes,
the Bible
even
tell me, he said, my sheep knows, hears my voice, knows my name, but a stranger will not follow.
Yes, amen.
He's going to take care of his own. He's going to take care of his own. His own is peace.
Hallelujah.
His own is joy. His own is trusting and believing. His own is faith. His own is called faith. His own is called love. Unconditional love. His own called worship. His own called praise. His own called prosperity. That's his own. That's his own. And I got a question I want to let you know this morning before I get off this air. God ready to take care of his own. But you got to allow God to have access to his children. If you keep putting the children away, if you keep locking them up in a room, if you keep allowing the children to see their father, their baby daddy, my God, you cannot stop peace from seeing his baby daddy. Peace needs to see his baby daddy. Joy needs to see his baby daddy. Because every time when anger want to come in, and when untrustworthy want to come in, you try to put somebody else's child on God. And God say, no, I come to see my kid. I'm come to look for joy. I'm come to look for peace. And where is peace? Where is joy? Because I know that I impregnated you. And I know that you was bearing joy. You was bearing. I know that you gave birth because I was in the hospital room when you gave birth to peace, when you gave birth to joy. Now I'm coming. Where is my children? You've been taking care of my kids. How you been taking care of? Have you been feeding them? And what have you been doing? Or do I need to call DFAS to come take my kids from you because you are not taking care of them properly? What are you bearing? Last thing before I leave, I see it's about 7:59, whatever. I'm going to go right now. You got a kid, but you letting somebody else come in your life that is not connected to the vine to take care of your kid.
Amen.
So you got another man or you got another woman that doesn't love your kid like you love them. Now they bringing, now they mistreating your kid. And you sitting up there allowing somebody else to mistreat your kids. You sitting up there allowing somebody else to mistreat your peace. You sitting up there allowing somebody else to talk about your joy. Y'all hear me? You sitting there and allowing somebody to kick you to the curb, to kick your kids to the curb, to kick your prosperity to the curb. You sitting up there to allow somebody to handle and mistrust your kids because you like this man. This is my boo. I know he got flaws, but baby, if he don't respect your kids, he ain't going to respect you. You better believe it. If he ain't gonna respect your peace, he ain't gonna respect you. If he ain't gonna respect your joy, he ain't gonna respect you. If he ain't gonna respect your happiness, he or she is not gonna respect you. Stop going around with these folks. Stop going around with the enemy, thinking you're gonna have a relationship and thinking that something good gonna come out of it. If he cannot respect your household, it's not gonna respect you. My God, some of you need to go ahead and start taking some stuff out of your life. Because at the end of the day, we all compare. But the question is, can you bear the right thing? Can you bear the right seed? And can the right seed grow in your life?
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. I give you glory. My God, I got to say peace on that one. You give God the glory. You give God the glory. Stop trying to make the devil pay your child support. Stop trying to make the devil pay back pay. Because when you get something from the devil, you cannot cry about it. You just got to
admit
because you was ready to receive from him. So if you receive from him, you might as well just smile. Stop trying to get the devil pays for your kids. God bless all of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
My God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Ooh. Yes, Lord. Hey,
yeah,
glory
I
to God.
On the marching,
oh,
it says, if I had a blessing with my name
yes.
on it,
yes.
oh, bless his holy name. Well,
hallelujah.
Until tonight at 7 p.m., mm. come back.
Amen.
My own mother, Helen. Is going to come by and do a drive-by or sit down.
Amen.
We will continue. Amen.
Amen.
What thus says the Lord.
It
Until
is.
Then, you have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
Amen. Yes.